Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and then get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
of a broken man. No witnesses, only the question.
questions that we smoke the man. Young adolescents in our prime, living life a crime. So it ain't logical, we hobble through these trying times. Living blind, Lord, help me with my troubled soul. While all my homies had to die before they got the quote. And right before I put my head on the pillow, say a prayer, one love to the thugs and that. See you there. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. Help me make it through the storm. My words to my firstborn. Feel me. While trying to maintain through the pressure. Hustle trying to make life better for you and me. Nobody loves you when you suck in the game. But maintain, cause all things change. Feel me. Earth. I've been cursed, so I knew that the birth of a child would make my life worse. And though it hurt me, there was no disorder. Ralph, these games, bro, we need more bulls and squats to soul. Cause you know what you had to do. It's only victims of a world they never came to. I understand it's a better day coming. Sometimes got me flipping with the car running, driving at a dead end blinded. Ain't no love in the hood, only heart storm. My love led us to the innocent and unborn. All the babies that died upon the table wasn't able to breathe. Cause the family wasn't able, can't blame her, I would do the same. All I could give it was my debt and my last name. Cause then it came, things changed, living up and down. Hard life got me walking with my head down. Wearing frowns, wasn't meant to be, was I wrong? But I never get to know, so I carry on. It's written for the young and dumb that wasn't born. My words and my firstborn, yeah, feel.
It's all the babies that died on the abortion table.
Come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. I know that we just met and we both having problems at home. Having long conversations on the phone. Your man is tripping, my girl is tripping, and you slipping into depression. I make you laugh, it's part of your confession. You wanna get to know me better as a friend. It's been about 3 years since you talked to any other men. You contemplating if you want a lover on the side. You got nervous and backed out the last time you tried. You shouldn't have told me that because I'm in pursuit like a high-speed chase. Keep that smile on your face. Just remember, leave your feelings at home. If we hook up, you think I'm there, but I'll be gone. Every time you look up, a friend with benefits, that's what we need. Half on the room, half on the drinks, half on the weed. I never wanna hear that you love me. Bring your pussy over here and leave your heart with your hubby. I just wanna get ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya. This might be the last night, so take a picture. Don't bring your heart with ya. If you call me late night and you want me to split ya, don't bring your heart with ya. You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
It's been 3 weeks. Late night creep. Motel sheet. Suspicions from my peeps. But we still kick it every time we get a chance to. I'm glad you understand I'm not here to romance you. Straight seduction and fulfilling our needs. You release your juice, I feel the rubber with seeds. You keep coming back because my stroke ain't gon' change. But later on we gotta talk because you starting to act strange. Mad when I'm leaving, happy when you see me. I'm supposed to please you, you supposed to please me. Don't get me wrong, I sympathize about your feelings. But if you gonna cook my rabbit, I don't want no kind. kind of dealings. We could get together without bouncing the bed. Me and you was only sex, that's exactly what you said. If you use that L word, I'm gonna have to bullshit ya. A couple of times you trip, I think you brought your heart with ya.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
This might be the last night, so take a picture.
Don't bring your heart with ya.
If you call me late night and you want me to split ya,
don't bring your heart with ya.
You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya.
Don't bring your heart with ya.
It's been a long time, what's cracking, how you doing? Back in the day, it was you I was pursuing. Some years later, still fine as fuck, and your body still got me on stuck.
Damn,
you wanted me? You should've let it be known. Forget that bitch that I was with, that shit could've been on. If you feel the same way, let's get together and chill. If you wanna get a room, I got something on the bill. Are you with it? Damn, I can't wait to see you naked, counting down every hour, every minute, every second. Since you've been celibate, I promise that I'll be gentle, so the screaming won't disturb nobody else in the rental. Wear something sexy for your boy. If you got one, bring it to you. Playing with it, it's something I enjoy. After a little foreplay on my lap, I was hit you, but I'll throw your ass off if you brought your arm with ya.
I just wanna hit ya, I might come and get ya. Don't bring your heart with ya.
This might be the last night, so take a picture.
Don't bring your heart with ya.
If you call me late night and you want me to split ya,
don't bring your heart with ya.
You want that black snake and it came up and bit ya.
Don't bring your heart with ya.
Gotta get up. www.spatitup.com. Customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades. Specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you bat it up. Yeah, yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Oh, shit. West Coast. Turn up your sound. Turn up your sound.
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
keep it. Hip-hop live.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
In the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is La Homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? And of course, the goddamn sound effects don't want to work today. Fuck you, sound effect. I'm going to get some new shit. Fuck you. By next week, we getting ready to have some goddamn new shit. Anyway, True West Radio, man, give us a call, man. 323-642-1590-47. We got to see. Bad Queen. Sultana in this motherfucker. Our special guest, so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to do something way different. Before I bring all these Negroes in, I'm bringing my homegirl Julia. And I'm going to bring in, I'm going to bring in the old girl, Sweet Bean.
Hello.
Let me get some out of here. Queen, Santana, what's up? I want to introduce you to my tribe of women. That is Julia, and that is Sweet Pea, and that is Queen Sultana.
Say the name again. Hello.
Hey, don't
hey, how are you?
Just the girls
can
in the
you guys
room,
hear
right?
me?
Yeah, we hear
yeah,
you. Hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, well, these are my girls in the truth. That's Julia, and that is Sweet Pea. Her name is Sweet Pea. I always say Sweet Pea like that for some reason.
Nice to meet you, ladies. My name is Queen Sultana. You guys can call me Queen, and I'm here. I came to show up and show some support for my boy, King Scratch.
Yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm excited. All right, let me bring the Negroes in real quick. We got DJ M Love.
Hey,
you just feel good. It's just women in there. He going, hey, that nigga probably got naked as soon as he found out it was a gang of women. And we got JoJo Loco, True West Radio. What up, baby? Hello.
What's good with it?
That's kind of selfish.
That nigga have love. He ain't been around that many women in a while, so that nigga was just getting a little hot and heavy.
Over there playing with the Jergens, right? He got Jergens right now Googling her pictures.
You already know.
Hold on. We got Mr. Everywhere in the building.
Hello.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? We everywhere.
Tell me something good.
Shit. My Cash App is $KingSquad760. That's good.
Nigga.
Hey, check this out.
Oh, man, my bad. Queen. I just sent it to DJ Scratch. My bad.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm always looking for money. I'm about to play XO.
My bad. I'm about to get a refund.
A refund for what?
I sent it to DJ Scratch. I sent it to King Scratch. My bad. Sent it to the wrong person.
Well, yeah, you better get a refill and send it back then. Hey, look. Check this out, Quinn. While we on here, let everybody know where you from. You know how you got started. Cause I'm telling you, this woman is fucking bananas. You know, I know Julia bananas. Y'all got the same bananas. You know what I'm saying? If y'all had three bananas in the basket together, type of shit. You know what I'm saying? So y'all ain't got no one banana less than the other one. I love dealing with or working with a female artist that's dope as y'all, man. So now look, 99. So I ain't gonna go through them, but this is just another one. Queen, what's up, baby? Let us know what you about, where you from, all that.
Well, my name is Queen Sultana. I'm originally from the South Central area. I was born
South Central?
On the east side. I was born on the east side of Long Beach. So, my mama converted us over to IE babies. And I've been in the IE for a while now. And I just building my brand. I started off doing promotions for local celebrities, Sugar Free, DJ Quick, Dog Town, just a lot of different local celebrities, Snoop Dogg, like mostly the West Coast artists. And my mentors who brought me in the game was Jason Jagbaum and rest in peace, Gadget. I don't know if you guys know Gadget. He used to work for Capitol Records. And Jagbaum used to work for Arista and Warner Brothers. So those are the two guys who mentored me, taught me everything I know about Street Team and brought me in the game. So I became a Street Team queenpin. Then I started throwing my own shows because I was always performing at people's shows and paying to perform and all that stuff. And I was like, I got the promo background, so why don't I start throwing my own shows? So I ended up throwing my own shows, and I was mainly focusing on the business side of things. I hadn't had a chance to, or the funding to really focus on, you know, my music. But I was still doing music along the way. But for the most part, I'm a businesswoman. You know, music, I love music. I do music. That's what it all boils down to.
Wait, I don't mean to cut you off. You want some background music with that?
No.
What? I'll put some background music. I will go put some background music on that bitch. So
I don't need no background music.
Hey, shit, we're trying to make that motherfucker sound right, but that's all good. You know what I'm saying?
It sound right because my voice is right.
You know
but,
what? When
like
you
I
get
said,
up here tomorrow, I'm going to chop you. I'm just going
to
chop you one time like, yeah.
No, okay. Ooh, I'm shaking in my boots.
I ain't going to chop you because I ain't trying to go to jail. That's all I'm talking about.
Right.
But anyway, go ahead, baby. You can finish.
But, yeah, like I said, I started off as a Street Team queenpin under the direction of Jagbaum and Gadget. And now I started doing shows. And then now I've been focusing on my community efforts. with my nonprofit project Feed the Hood, and I'm also working on music still. Putting out videos is my main focus right now, and catching up with that, you know. So I do a little bit of everything.
What part of the IE you be doing your hood stuff at? For the kids, you know what I mean?
Well, most of my events and showcases that I've thrown was in L.A. I was running them streets real heavy. I did a lot of shows at the convention center and a couple local clubs in L.A. And I also ran around with a lot of different promoters that promoted a lot of clubs in Hollywood, and I just backed them up with their promotion, being a part of their street team. Right now we have our Juneteenth event with Project Feed the Hood Tours. Y'all welcome to visit our website at feedthehoodtours.com and learn more about our organization. We're really into activism as far as fighting poverty, but our Juneteenth flag football tournament is called Fathers United. And the main goal is to bring fathers together and unite them. So fathers that struggle with homelessness, with addiction, with mental disabilities, and fathers who just been separated from their children and having a hard time, you know, building a foundation so that they can be the best that they can be, supporting these fathers and so they can get on the right track and get united with their children and get our families back together as a community. So that's what we're doing at the Upland Sports Arena.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You are.
I would love to come to something like that. That right there.
No, I would love. I want to play in a flag football. I want to play in a flag football. Fuck all that.
Well, if you want to play, you can build your own team. You can build your own team. You don't have to be a professional flag football player. You can have your sons, your daughters, your family members on your team. You visit to register. You can register now. I only have 8 slots, so make sure you register right away. Each team consists of 8 players, although it's 7-on-7. The 8th player would be either a coach or a D2 player, which would stand in for somebody if they don't show or
JoJo
somebody
don't
would
wanna
get
play.
Hurt or anything like that.
JoJo don't want to play. You don't want to play no football.
We got to get y'all on the field. We got to get y'all on the field.
Hey,
stop playing.
I got the Upland Sports Arena.
We got 2 fields.
Hey, look. All we got to do is just run through them, bro. Somebody catch the flag. We already be like 30 miles down the field. 30 yards. miles. Well, I was thinking.
Well, we gotta show them. I mean, you can build your own team. You can have your sons on your team, your daughters, your nieces, your nephews. It's your own team to put together.
I'm getting all football players. So we just go out there and kill everybody. We old as fuck too. just have a motherfucking big. Make sure you had a big game and all that shit on the sideline.
We'll actually be giving away a grand prize to the team who wins.
Like, whoever wins get what?
They get a grand prize that'll accommodate the entire team. Yes. We're also going to be giving a prize for the team who raises the most money for their team. And we're also going to have we're going to have raffles. There's going to be vendors out there. We're going to have food out there. We're going to have the DJ. I invited the radio station, so it's going to be a big community event. It's free for everybody to get in, so all your family members can come watch you. It's a Father's Day event. You know, we're just trying to celebrate the fathers. We know that the fathers always complain about not being celebrated. So this year, Project Feed the Hood decided to celebrate the fathers and do something special for you all.
Well, y'all hear that online. We're going to make sure we put that out there so y'all can get that information. But the twist is me and JoJo the only people in Cali.
That's okay. Y'all can come from out of state. Out of state people, y'all guys can come to Cali and hang out with us and register and build your own team and make it it's going to be summertime. It's going to be warm in June, so and just hang out and have a good time with some people that know Cali, and we can show you around, let you know where to go, what to do, and you know, how to show you how we swing over
yeah.
here.
I'll take you on a tour.
a tour. Now, that's the Nicholas Cigars over there. You know, you go right there, that's Imperial Court. That's the county jail right there. The county jail, you know, that's where they put all the bad folks. Nah,
well,
we're
going to be looking for, we also looking for performers. So if you want to perform and you don't play football and you want to come to Cali or you in Cali and you want to perform, you can all also register to perform and submit your music. We're looking for vendors. If you have a business and you want to go out there and get your vending on, it's a free event, so it's going to be free for the community. Come and support your booth. We're going to be looking for sponsors. If you want to be a sponsor and you can't make it to California, you could become a sponsor. We'll put your logos up on our website, on our flyers, on our fields. I have the Uplift Sports Arena, and we'll have two fields for that. So it's going to be a really nice event.
You know what? I'm going to say something real wild. Let me make sure my wife ain't around. But look. When you get here tomorrow, I'm going to give you the biggest hug that you ever got in your life.
No.
Because you know what? That's the thing about people. When people don't think about, first of all, a lot of people don't think about themselves. You know, so that's the first thing. But when you, as a woman, come along and say, I want to do something for the fathers. That is fucking phenomenal. That is phenomenal.
You.
Because, you know, like I said, everybody forget about the father. Every father ain't a bad father. You know what I mean? Every father ain't a bad father, but at the end of the day, he becomes a bad father.
Yeah.
He becomes a bad father, but for you to do that, and then you remember the people that we was talking about, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, let me see here. I'm intrigued by some stuff here.
Well, it's just all about, you know, everybody, we always talking about uniting the community and bringing the community together and building a better community for our children. And a lot of people say it starts with the mother, but at the end of the day, it starts with the fathers being in the home. I was a child where my father was not in the home. I grew up, I know my father, well, he passed away, RIP Chief Kamara. But you know what I'm saying? He wasn't in the home with me every step of the way. My mama was my mom and my daddy, you know, and we got to stop making that the fad or making that the popular thing where, oh, my mama, the mama and the daddy. No, I got a mama, I got a daddy. So sometimes we just got to celebrate the fathers. And some of those fathers are out there and they want to be there for their children, but they're not financially stable. They may not be mentally stable. They may be dealing with addictions and all kind of different demons. They may be in prison or incarcerated. So we want to support those fathers that definitely want to be there for their children, but don't have the resources or they're not in the right capacity to be as the best father that they can be.
And see, that's one thing I love, because no matter what, I don't know if we spoke on it, but I know I spoke on the show that I took care of my children.
Mm-hmm.
I gave, you know, they need shoes, they got shoes. I give them a couple of dollars, but the whole thing about it is the mama wants the dollars. You know what I mean? The mama wants the dollars. If they need, and I do, why do you need some money? She going to give you the money anyway. Hell, she's 5. She can't fuck around and spend this money that I just gave her. But the thing about it is 99% of the time, the child support shit is for the mama's benefit. And to me, that's all bad.
Right.
You know what I mean? So for you doing something that's going to benefit dad so dads can feel like they fucking dads for a goddamn change, other than a bank. That's what it
right.
is. You know, it's crazy. I don't know if it was Fetty Wap for Fetty, one of them motherfuckers. This stupid ass baby mama get on there and say, oh, look what child support got me. She got goddamn diamonds, fur on, video. And the motherfucker took the shit to court and it cut all that goddamn child support down. Because child support is not about the child.
Mm-hmm.
You figure since they say that in a lifetime until a kid get 18, it's $122,000. I'm talking about from the time when the kid is young to the time the kid grows up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So $122,000. But, you know, if you get somebody somewhere and so what can a kid do with $900 a month?
Right. That's true. I mean, on the other hand, we still got to look at it from some of the mom's perspective because we don't want to love the fathers and we want to support the fathers as much as we can. But you got to understand, like I said, I grew up without my dad in the home. My mom had to work 3 jobs. You understand what I'm saying? Like, my dad never paid child support, not one time in his life. He always worked for himself so he wouldn't have to pay child support. So it's not to badger the moms or make it seem like the moms are not doing the best that they can to provide for their children. We know that the system is unfair. We know that the system will never be in the defense of no family being together. And that's the whole point of us doing Fathers United, because we feel like, you know, bringing the dads together and so they can have some type of support system. Because we do recognize their pain and their side of the issue. But the issue is that, you know, a lot of these fathers don't have the support. But we don't want to X out the moms. The moms are definitely invited. The moms are involved because that's the whole point of us trying to bring the family together, you know, create solid foundations so we can create solid co-parenting situations for these children. It's not about the dads. It's not about the moms. It's about the children having a solid co-parenting foundation that's healthy and conducive to their livelihood and their life moving forward. You know, these moms, I pay homage to my mom, Felicia Spears. Y'all can look her up on Facebook. Matter of fact, I'm Sultana Kamara on Facebook. I'm on Facebook right now. If you add me, I will add you right away. But I pay homage to my mom. My mom, like I said, she worked 3 jobs to make sure that her children was good. And, you know, I commend her. But I also, on the other hand, I had animosity towards my dad for a long time. But I still was there for him when he asked. When as soon as I was able to drive, I was going to see my dad. Until he died, I was there for my daddy, you know, regardless of the animosity that I held. But what needs to happen is everybody got to take themselves out of the situation and focus on the children. But first we got to start somewhere, right? So if we start, everybody always starts with the mothers, but we have to start starting with the fathers because the fathers are really the foundation of the household, and a lot of people don't recognize that. The men are the foundation of the strength in the household, and that's the missing piece to our household is the men. That's why some of our sons and daughters are growing up acting out and getting into trouble and doing the things they doing. It's not because mom didn't do a great job. Mom did the best she could, but because daddy wasn't there, that child didn't have that solid foundation, you know, a whole foundation. They had some foundation, but not a whole foundation. So that's what Fathers United Flag Football Tournament is meant to do, is bring the fathers together, bring these mothers together, bring these families together, so our families can stay together.
Sultana,
Yes, sir.
You can't come up here tomorrow, goddamn it, because if you're going to be speaking some shit like that.
Why? Because I'm defending the women. I'm still a woman.
No, defending the women ain't a thing. You got deep on me. You know what I'm saying? When I get chicken skin, I got chicken skin. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's why they call me queen. You know, I get a little deep sometimes.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. Why they call me king? some reason. Maybe I just call myself
I add a little substance sometimes. You know, we come to add substance.
Man, we gotta play some songs. We just still sit up here.
Hold on, I gotta add her on Facebook first. What's your Facebook name? How you spell it?
S as in Sam, ULTANA. My last name is Kamara with a C. CAMARA. Okay.
This nigga. Hello?
Yeah, so everybody
right,
on Facebook, I'm on my Facebook right now. My name is Sultana Kamara on Facebook, and I'm going to add you soon as I see your Facebook request.
I just sent you a request.
How you doing, babe? Hey. I just added Julia.
Julia is sweeping.
Do anybody have anything to add about the conversation in regards to
this is what we're going to do. We get ready to play. We got to play some songs first. We got to play at least a couple of them.
Okay.
Because you know the one I want to play last.
Right.
I'm getting ready to nominate the first two.
Because usually I ask
what two you want to play first. Which one would you want me to play first?
Do you want to do some slow jam or you want to do something a little bit upbeat?
I was going to play Party. Then I'm going to play
Bitches.
And then I was going to play a couple of songs. Come back. We go back to you. We talk to you. And welcome to Cali. And I got a whole
new
California
set up with that. My boy DJ Scratch, y'all heard it first. He want to play my song Party first. This is something new for me. I'm a real, like, hip-hop, down-to-earth, conscious rapper, but
I like to do
a little something different sometimes. And this song right here, Party, this is my EDM track. So I don't know if you guys are hip-hop, but it's still EDM. So play that party song. You going to let me introduce the song or what?
Wait a minute, hold on. If y'all online, give us a call, 323-342-1597. Man, we in here, man. We getting it turned up. Y'all better call in.
You ain't going to let me introduce the song. The people ain't even going to know that where they can get it at.
Give me 15 seconds. Give me 15 seconds. I got to get a radio plug out first before you start giving your own plug out. Hold on. I'm
crazy.
Just kidding. Go ahead, man. Do your thing. I'm cool. Go ahead. Give your plug. Pull us out. We gonna play. We gonna play Party, and we gonna play Attention. So go on, name it. Get it out.
This is We Like to Party. It's my EDM track. It's available on all streaming platforms by Queen Sultana. That it is.
Hey, we gonna play them back to back, and the other song Attention.
No, don't play them back to back.
Okay, I won't.
Just play one. Crazy man.
Hey, True West. That's why they're trying to get us in XM. Once we get in XM, it's gonna be all over. Anyway, here we go, man. We about to get. Let's party, man. Fuck.
Get them girls on the floor. Get them girls on the floor.
Party over here, party over there. Don't get out of control.
Could you catch me? I've been falling, falling. I've been falling down. Could you catch me? I've been falling, falling. I'm falling to the ground. I'm falling down, 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 down. Yeah, catch me. Down, 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 down. Baby, pick me up off the ground. I've fallen out of bounds. Slightly hit my head and bit this nap that cracked my crown. Put it up away. My royalty is loyalty. I'm holding my weight. Yeah. My bulletproof vest on tight. Protecting me while blessing me. I'm living my life. No. Who's the queen of the crop? You wondering and it's haunting cause I'm climbing the chart. I'm not a new kid on the block. I've been around, so spin around in everyone's town. I'm moving on up my styles. So wiggly wow, they versatile on top of pals. I'm turning down, volumes are blow low. Hold your weight, don't fall, get clapped. At the same time, lyrically enter my stations. Platinum nations, underground, dungeon creation. Sounds blasting out your venue. Sounds I salute you. Give me a standing ovation, will you? You do you, I do me, I'm posted. Asking me how powerful that I could never be slaughtered. I'll conceive by the underground street. Black water, hardest rainbow on the scene. Stanley on me to buy her green. My team better be about me. Howdy, rowdy, push machines. Constantly, like increasing with my heat. Target pointing, baby B. How could it be that she's so sweet? Body waving goes, sweating platinum clothes, you already know. Yeah, let go of my hold, yeah. Yeah, let go of my fold, yeah, yeah, yeah. Down and down and I catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I falling down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling down and down and I catch me. I'm falling. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling, falling.
Thank you. competition.
Don't be. I'm here to let you know that I write for the new world. I'm not just any girl. I'm a female rapper from Cali, representing Grand Jury. You can't come close to me because I kick the style, then change it, break it down so I can rearrange it.
You can't even step to this freestyle flow.
12 bars with 4 bars to go, so pump it up, let the bass rock, let it be known all the way around the block. Versy be on top of the pile. I'm versatile and I got style.
You just fell into the style of lyrical terrorists. Step to the stage, everything that you can deal with is vocalist, making my tongue run a marathon, my hands around a mic and it's squeezing like a python.
Kick a rhyme for the 187, by side, New World 211, dogging lyrics on a 24 track, paid in full, now it's time to relax.
Max time is over, now writing again, until the ink runs out of my pen, then I get a knife and carve them on the wall, just to see the M stand tall.
This is just to let you know,
in a lyrical battle, you best not to show.
New world on top of the pile,
I'm versatile,
and I got style.
Manifested, recognized, or experienced world, a division, section, or generation of the inhabitants of the Earth. Mafia, a secret organization composed chiefly of lyrical terrorists and beatnik. Style, overall excellence, skill, or grace in performance, manner, or appearance.
Style.
Welcome, welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true. West, nigga. Welcome to the true West, nigga. It's that true West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K9. And yeah, we got the homie came fly. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, you who we are. Yeah. It's that True West.
West, sir, this Ill Gates, and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loke. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
Kicking it on that true west side, Mr. Everywhere, 8 and 6 and JoJo in this bitch. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, confetti, sweet peas, Scotty D, Booty and Rev, Ali, Fox player, MIA, but them tables still turn. Long as the team scratch it up, hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 and 50 times, cause that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Guess if you want to put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner straight. Headshots, fuck your body on, fuck your aroma, if you ain't trying to walk true west, fuck you when you check. We the best, we the truth. Bulletproof, my nigga, we built for it. So I wish you luck if you ever go against the grind. You bring it for the side and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for King Scratch. I'll be on my way for today. I say what I have to say.
True West Radio. King Scratch. DJ Hev Love. My girl Sweet Pea. What up, baby?
Yeah.
My nigga JoJo.
JoJo, what it do, my nigga?
This is True West Radio. None of that play though. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for fake. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
True West Radio, man, what the fuck is up? Man, we in here with me, Tyler. You know, I got all my... Well, let me bring her in first. I see her seeing Luke enjoying what we doing, what we crackling. Queen, what up, baby? I'm with you in first.
What the fuck is up?
What the fuck is up? Hey, that's my shit. As soon as the show come on, what the fuck is that? How you feeling? You good?
I'm good, boo. Just chilling here. I just bought me an RV because I ain't paying that high-ass rent no more.
I'm going to do the same thing I did last time. I'm putting all my girls in.
When you wake up in nature, it is amazing. Y'all just don't know it till you try it. Don't knock it till you try it. My RV looks like a whole one bedroom apartment.
Shit, I wish my RV, if I had an RV, I want it to be like a one bedroom studio, somewhere I can sleep and all my equipment can stay.
Exactly, I'm telling you. If you came to see mine, you would be on. You'd be like, oh yeah. This is what we're doing.
All right, let me let my Negroes in. Mr. Bo Flair's in the building.
Yo, what's up, family? What's up, familia?
Hey, how you doing? We got Mr. Everywhere in the building.
Mr. Everywhere, you know where it is.
JoJo is in the building.
True ass motherfucker.
Buddha leads all 24 TVs in the building.
What's up,
everybody?
Peace and love to everybody. Miss y'all, man.
Man, I miss y'all too, man. My cash app is dollar sign key sprint 760. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Hey, the store show quick.
We gotta get to a clubhouse party.
Huh?
We gotta get you a clubhouse started.
Oh yeah. Well, that's I got one, but yeah.
We gotta get it cracking. That's where it's at. That's where it's popping.
You gonna be out here tomorrow, right? So get my shit
cracking.
Yeah,
we gonna set you up. We gonna get you set up real quick.
Glad to hear you know everybody. Man,
I'm gonna give you all my hook up. Get that shit popping for me. You know what I mean?
Don't trip. And then all we do is turn
transfer your followers from here onto your Clubhouse, and then it'll be easier to build a bigger following on Clubhouse.
Get it popping right for now. Me.
Wait, no, wait a minute.
Okay, get so it. Guys, no, wait. The guys, for the guys, what do you guys feel like, you know, about, you know, fathers not getting the credit? Like, what's up? What's how y'all feel? Let the queen know.
Women got to start picking their choice on men. You know, they go by this fad, the fancy guy in the streets, and then, you know, he's got five or six women. So then you talk about being in your home. He can't be in your home and four other women's homes, but he can make kids with y'all. Right. So the choice of men and the mind frame of the women, they got to step that up and say, look, man, this is what I'm, if you're going by the laws of attraction, then you're attracting trash, then you're stuck with trash. You see,
ooh.
And that's what's been happening. You know, they sit up there and they watch the Cardi B's and, oh, if you ain't a rapper, you ain't a baller. I don't want the guy pushing the shopping carts at the grocery store. I want this image. And then that image, he knows he's got that image. He can have 10 women in the same side of town. So there's 10 babies potential. And can't all y'all women have him to be in the household with the kids? There's no way possible.
Right.
So your choice of men, you got to set your mind frame up.
Ask Future, he'll tell you about it.
Absolutely. I was told, I don't know if it's off topic or not, but I was told that a woman getting money is unattractive. It's nothing attractive about a woman getting money. So I feel like it's a lot of people that, okay, so the men, some of the men that we choose are not good men, right? So then we choose these men, they have babies by these men. Then we don't have no choice to get money and get our grind on. So is women getting money attractive or no? That's my question.
It's a
little hot topic.
Some men are intimidated by it, but why wouldn't it not be? Get your money.
I was told that
it wasn't attractive.
You got a lot of men out here who sit up here, they'll take a penitentiary chance trying to sit up here and impress this woman because they're like, oh, if I ain't like this ball and cat over here, then I ain't going to get her attention. Then he going to the pen and he's saying, well, he's locked up. He's not home with the kids. Well, guess what? You put a stipulation on him to make him go out there and do that.
Right.
Yeah,
that means it is attractive. That means it is attractive for a woman to have her own because if you do have to, in a situation where the man goes away or he gets himself in the situation that he can't get himself out of, at least his woman will be able to hold it down, right? Am I right or wrong?
You're right. That's correct. Well, look, though, this is the thing about it. The thing about it is a whole lot of women is holding themselves down themselves. Because the whole thing, if they already got themselves held down, they really ain't got to depend on a nigga to hold them down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's just like a new relationship. So if you start fucking with a new nigga today or a nigga start fucking with a new woman, you know, today, you know, you got to make sure your shit is right. Like, y'all move in together and then the man say get out or the woman say get out because you the woman be like, get out. You know, but you have somewhere you could go.
Can I iterate to what you're saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes.
Check this out. This is the way that I feel. I don't know, everybody may see it, what I'm saying, or certain people may be doing certain people want.
Who's speaking?
This is DT, Boss Player. How you doing?
Okay.
So when I see you,
we don't know who's speaking, so when you see
I know what he's saying. BB. But look, he's so calm about it. Because, you know, BB is turned up. He a turned up dude. So
what I'm seeing.
Go ahead, bro.
what I'm seeing in today's time, dealing with, we're dealing with a lot of new youth under us, just, you know, the older people, is that women do not accept the real black, hard working man, the father, the real father, the new niggas that go and get the money on the real way, not just on the twist all the time, to where it's glorified the young way, how it's going to where it's like, hey, if you ain't doing it like this way and the young way to get shit, it's like, I ain't fucking, like you just said, but it's like, they're idolizing the false guys of things. That's what I'm saying. So
I understand it. They want to get, I mean,
you over there
like
sounding
us.
Like an FOI, for real.
Wait, it's just like us. When we was kids, the whole thing about it is we was trying to get fast money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And nobody never taught the goddamn you. It ain't not about fast money. They see niggas getting fast money. They want to get fast money. What the shit? What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's more accepted right now than the average person going to get the money for real on a 9-to-5 or, you know, on a real working type of shit. The real strong black man.
It looks good because we are older. The youngsters
well,
are sitting up here looking at us, looking
made,
at all the other motherfuckers making fast money.
Yeah, but I need my little kudos because I made mine get a job ASAP. We ain't doing that.
Exactly.
We ain't doing that. Get a job. We're not doing
who
that fast money. My thing is this, like us as women, we got to start thinking about it. It's not about telling a man what to do. It's about encouraging him to do positive things. And if you are with a man into fast money and doing what he do, you never can make a man do what you want him to do.
Okay.
Let me finish my point.
This is safe. At least help the motherfucker get it too. You know what I'm saying? Don't just be a rule.
Let me finish my point though. What I'm saying is, you cannot make a man as a woman do what you want, what you envision for him to do, even if it's positive. So the thing is that it took a while for me to encourage my friend to really go on the positive wavelength because he a street nigga. That's what he do. That's how he was raised. That's what he know. But when a man know that he wants you and want to be with you and want to live his life with you and you like the queen in his eyes, he'll do whatever you need him to do to be the man that you need him to be. So it's important for us as women not to just, say, okay, that's what you do, then do your thing. No, it's important for us to encourage our men to be better and go into a more positive direction because I'd rather have a man with a job than on the streets any day.
Check this out.
Any day.
I'm not going to, I don't even want to touch you. I'm going to shake your hand and give you a fist bump.
Can I put a 2 cents in?
I want to give you another special hug.
Can I put a 2 cents in right quick?
God damn it. Wait a minute. All women don't have that same philosophy that you have. Now, if they did, do you know the world would be a gravy place? It don't necessarily mean that you have to be with the baby mama. You ain't got to be with the baby daddy. But it seems like, this is my thing. When my daughters were like 11 and 12, and I said, go and ask your mama why you hate my daddy so much. Is it because you still love him? And they was like, hold on. They put the phone down. It was because they got two different mamas. My oldest daughter, she came back and she said, she asked her like twice. And she said, don't ask me that question no more. And I was like, what's your mama say? She said, don't ask me that question no more. And my other daughter's mother didn't even say nothing. So what I come to realize is sometimes women do all kind of crazy shit to make daddy's life miserable. These motherfuckers didn't even want me to know what my... I had to go to court just so I could just see my daughter. I said, it's crazy as fuck. But my son of mine was like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to drop this nigga off. I don't give a fuck if you there or not. Somebody at your house, I'm dropping his ass off. Never went through no bullshit like that.
Now, you remember the famous saying? Oh, go ahead, Scratch.
Go ahead.
Now, you remember the famous saying that women used to say, what one man won't do, the next man will?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's where it went to. It went to that level. So a man felt like, well, if I can't be on the level that this guy that she's idolizing is on, then I don't
stand a
chance.
I'm on a lower level.
So, right, so that's why a lot of them stepped out there off the porch and got into the streets.
But it's not about, the thing is that just to reply to that, it's not about, okay, she wants this man, another man to do it. You trying to be a better man for you. You not trying to, and that's what I told my friend, like, you not trying to be a better man for me. Now, in the process, if you become a better man that will better our relationship, then that's one thing. But you got to do it for you. It ain't about the woman. It's all about you and who you need to be and the man you need to be for your future. And then when your queen comes along, if that woman loves you, she going to stick it out with you. But if she don't love you enough to understand that you trying to do something positive with your life, then you don't want her in your life anyway because she only going to bring havoc and chaos.
It don't got nothing to do with the person that you may be with at that particular time, even if you going through that motherfucker. Cause trust me, I got double whammy when it came down to, like, child support. And I'm going, okay, so I got child support, but every time you say she need new shoes, every time she need new clothes, every time she need whatever, I was right there. I was like, here. You know what I'm saying? And then the motherfucker gonna send me some shit talking about I gotta pay like $3,000 a month because two of my baby mamas joined together and I got two child support motherfuckers at one time. I'm going, okay, so $3,000 a month I gotta pay, like $3,400. What the fuck is that kid gonna do with $3,400?
What the fuck is that?
Huh? What the fuck is this kid going to do with $3,400 a month? And I got to split it between both of my daughters. What the fuck is them kids going to do? They don't shit that much because they fucking know how to shit themselves.
Well, like my mama always said, they drink water, they eat, they going to use that electricity, if nothing else. So you still got to take that stuff into consideration. I mean,
nigga,
it may not
wait
be
a minute. So $1,700 a month, $1,700 a month per child. What in the fuck is
they
that child going to do $1,700 worth of shit?
They going to eat it up, drink it up. They got football practice, basketball practice.
I don't give a fuck if they went to the casino and gambled. They ain't got...
What the fuck is that?
A little kid ain't got no business getting motherfucking $1,700 a piece. That shit is unfucking heard of. They get $700.
Well, you know what? One thing, Scratch, I have to say in regards to that is that a lot of fathers don't know that they can go to court and contest those things. Hold on, before you chime in, let me finish this thought. A lot of fathers of fathers do not have the knowledge to understand that they can contest those things. You got to put all your bills down. This is for fathers who don't know. I'm sure some of you guys know, but there are some fathers who don't know. You can contest those fees. You can put all your bills down and write all your living expenses down. They have to take all of that into consideration. Sometimes they don't take that into consideration from the jump. But when you contest it in court and you put all your living expenses down and show them receipts and bills and things that you have to pay, then they can adjust your child support to be a little bit more fair. But a lot of fathers, they don't fight the system.
But look, though, you know what I'm saying? A lot of time, I've been in court with a whole lot of my niggas. And the whole thing about it is what I've done, because back in the days, I used to have a shoebox. So every time I bought my girl some shoes, she had one shoebox. My other girl had another shoebox. My son had, they all had shoeboxes to wear. I could let the judge see what I did for them. Then it all changed around. It didn't matter what I did. You got to pay her, and it's her. It's not paying the child, it's paying her. Do you know how fucking irritated I was? Boy, that's one of them things. I'd rather be in jail than be outside. That's the way I feel. Because no matter what I did for these kids, it happened like a couple of times we went to court and the motherfucker be like, yeah, he is helping the kids. Oh, he is helping the kids. And I ain't even talking about the cash pieces. You know what I'm saying? That I used to leave my kids when I left them. Be like, here, keep that. You know what I'm saying? Don't let your mama know you got it. Man, that shit means nothing. You could take care of your kids all your goddamn time that they on the earth. And then the judge still getting ready to favor the woman side.
Okay, so we have some women online. How do you guys feel about what he's saying? Can we let some of the women comment if you're still online, ladies?
You talking about as far as child support?
Yeah.
As far as the child support system, the court system, and how it works in each other's favor. And make sure you say your name and let the people know who's speaking.
Oh.
Well, this is Julia. And the child support system, I mean, it's not designed for men. It's basically designed for women. It's basically designed for them because they going to get their cut first. That's why I don't get child support. I think time is more valuable than, you know, the money. You know, even though, you know, it'll help. But if you go out there and have a baby by a bomb-ass nigga and you knew he was a bomb-ass nigga, I mean, that's on you. You got to go out there and do what you got to do to make sure that your kids have what they supposed to have and teach them, you know, right from wrong. It ain't, you know, I feel like, yeah, a father in the home, that means a lot because a lot of girls nowadays, they be looking for their father role, so that's why they go to a lot of men. And a lot of boys, they don't, you know, they don't have their father role, so they look to the street. So, you know, I feel like if you need child support, you really don't need a child. I mean, but, you know, it's going to be some other people that don't agree with me, but that's how
good
I'm feeling. That's how I'm just going to feel.
That's a good answer.
Because you already know how I feel about it. I got folks
on it. I already know. Y'all, you, I think when Julia is like, y'all, I already know how y'all, I mean.
So, I got a lot to say. I don't have any children, but I have a lot to say.
Go ahead.
But like that could work.
Who is it speaking? Make sure
that's
you get your name, ma'am.
That's Sweetie.
Sweetie, you have the floor.
Okay, so that depends on however everybody wants to do that.
We can't hear you, baby.
Go up there.
What'd you say, Sweetie?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay, so if a woman go down there and file child support on a man that she know doesn't have any money or anything going for himself, she knows she's not going to get paid. She's just doing that to be spiteful. On the other hand, for a man, a lot of men, they go up there and they actually get the custody that they're supposed to have, and some of them end up getting paid child support because they started first. Because they go establish paternity. They file for visitation and blah, blah, blah. So you only take one-third of my check. You're not taking one-half and that sort of thing. And also, that just depends on how people want to be with their children in general. If you want your child to have a good life, or do y'all want to be on some bullshit? Because a lot of people, they just split the time. And you don't even have to pay child support. If it's 2 weeks over here and 2 weeks over there, a lot of that, it don't have to be done that way. It's a waste
look,
of time.
I want to get into a couple of goddamn queen songs, but look.
You gotta let the queen finish, though.
We're running out of time. I'm going on a time frame right now.
Okay,
you know what
I'm
saying? I know you want to hear your songs. If you don't want to hear your songs, y'all can talk for the rest of the goddamn evening. That's gravy.
We'll
get back to it, but I just want to say this. A lot of people, all y'all online, y'all listen, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? West Coast Wednesday. But look, people don't know when the kid is born. Now, if I swear to God, if I had a kid right now, I don't care if it's out of wedlock, in wedlock, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm getting ready to go and get the motherfucker custody. That's the only thing you gotta do. You dumbass motherfuckers, go and get custody of the kid. They think just because the mama got the kid in their arm, and the kid is around them, you are going to actually file for custody for these kids. That'll give you right. Father, that's what you need to do. I'm just saying. Am I right or wrong?
To say what I just said, though.
I know. You know, I just had to repeat it one time.
Let that woman finish her statement.
That's my sister, man.
I'm done.
I love you. And I bet you didn't know that, girl.
This is Queen, and I'm taking over True West Radio because this nigga.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. Sit to your thing.
No, I'm just saying.
I ain't saying nothing else. You running this motherfucker from now.
So you say you want to play another song, so we're going to play
Intention. We got to do both of them side by side.
Intention and Welcome to Cali. You gonna do both of them?
No. Welcome to Cali is last. We gotta do that last.
Exactly. We already did Party, so now we're gonna do Intentions. Let me introduce.
Yeah, because look, they. I don't know if they think that that's how you really get down.
Look, so if he play my song and then he play somebody else's song after my song, that ain't my song. That first song was my song. That was Party.
I'm gonna play them both. I'm gonna play Intentions.
So you gonna play Welcome to Cali too?
And Welcome to Cali back to back, and then I'll probably play some more songs. So go on and give it up.
Okay, so you got. Let me introduce it. I'm gonna go on Clubhouse after this and finish the conversation. So y'all can follow me at Queen Sultana. My room name on Clubhouse is Queen Speaks.
Let
me finish giving the information to the people.
Clubhouse. Geez, now she got two headlocks. I'm just fucking with
you. I'm trying to introduce the song, but I'm about to get off of here in a minute, so I'm trying to let people know where I'm going after I get off of here. So,
all your social media, if you want them to know your social medias and all that.
That's what I'm trying to do, babe.
All right, go ahead, Barry.
On Clubhouse, you can follow me at Queen Sultana. I have a room called Queen Speaks. Follow my room at 8:05. We're going to go into Clubhouse, and we're going to continue the conversation. All my other social medias, official Queen Sultana or Queen Sultana or just Sultana Kamara. It's all the same. Just type me in. I'm there. You can follow me on YouTube and every other social media aspect. We're going to go into intentions. Since if you guys want to get a little bit sexy, that's what we're about to do right now with intentions. It's available on all social media platforms. And then we're going to go into Welcome to Cali. You can watch my video, Welcome to Cali, on YouTube. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, that would be $79.95.
Too much money.
You could just go on and throw them in short bills. Well, hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, Zagatos, Kylie Spencer is in the building.
Clap it up for the queen. Let's get into that music, man. West Bay, y'all.
Hey,
yo.
Scotty, what up?
Happy belated tea day, man.
Hey, I'm going to let you to move so I can go get on that Clubhouse. Come on, Scotty, keep it moving, man.
All right, I'm on. Y'all motherfuckers, why y'all going to rush me on some shit? Two West Radio, man. I'm calling online. Give us a call. 323-642-1597. All these unruly motherfuckers, I got y'all. No trip, crip. got to the party. We went there. Do you really want the real queen to stand up? Take this out, motherfucker. True West Radio, give us a call, 323-642-1597.
It's motherfucking game time!
Welcome to Cali. I'm that bitch that goes hard.
California. Oh no, it ain't no glamour and lights here, baby. This is straight underground, you know what I'm saying? The land of the Crips and Blood, the SA, all the way from the Diego to the Bay, from Venice all the way up to Palm Springs. We do the goddamn thing. So you know what? When you come out to California, you better watch yourself because you might not go home.
No doubt, if you trip a fight, you stick you get a gun in your mouth. Carjack, bang, don't wrap up in the twist. Let you know, California ain't all good shit. Sunshine, blue sky, the liquor, smooth taste, food. From Diego to the Bay, niggas quick to do you. Bad hoes, good blood, it's the land of the thugs. Niggas down, keeping it real, get nothing but love. California, the motherland of Crips and Blood. Big cars, big house, big ass, big drugs. Wild West, West Coast, we be turning it out. Up north, through central, all the way down south. You can even say the land of the great. No small time shit, we moving big time way. From state to state, niggas wonder how we do it. Cali niggas stay true to it.
California, no time.
different side of ride, and we wantin' the same. Smoking herb, watch the swerve, running nothing but game. Where the women work it, work it, any party to crack. From here to Puerto Rico, reppin' all the way back. What's up with the Pacific? You can kick it and visit, but don't advocate where you lay, because the nights will get wicked. What it does, rain floods every first of the year. Run it back, we cock it back every first of the year. When we bounce, get faded escape. My people keep it on and popping in the golden state, California.
Yeah. If you don't know, now you know.
No matter what you say, no matter what you do, no matter where I'm at, it's gonna be
Westside for life.
No matter
Yeah. True West Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tighten them white dudes down your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah. Hip-hop.
Go to the West Coast. Lamborghini Mercy.
For hip-hop lives.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, man. We back in this motherfucker, man. West Coast Wednesday. My typing is off. Hold on. Wait. Okay, I think I got it. What's up, though, y'all, man? We back in the building, you know, with the lady of the hour. We got the queen in here. I'm kind of scared because she be talking some shit. She got the knowledge cracking up in this motherfucker. You know what I mean? We got K-9 up in the building. I'm going to let all y'all in. You know, we got Julie in the building. We got Sleepy. Jojo Loco. Nigga, the goddamn, for some reason, the goddamn sound effects ain't working tonight. Again. We got Buddha Ali's on 24 TV.
Already, what's happening, family? Hey, man, now what's the name of that female artist?
Buddha.
I couldn't. What's happening, family? The whole panel's Buddha Ali, Zone 24 TV, Russell Never Sleep, Buddha Ali, representing Oklahoma, Texas. You know what that is? That's Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma, man. The four state connection, man, right here in the middle pass.
Oh, so you gonna say it tonight, but you ain't said it for the last motherfucking 2 weeks.
Hey, I've been on here, man. I've just been letting y'all get it on slow on, but I got a question. For the female artist that was on the line. What is her name again? And I was trying to find her on YouTube as the song was playing. Can I get that information again?
Queen, that's on you. Queen.
I think she's gone to which we call it. She gone to the what they call the boom boom room.
I put her in timeout. So, Tyler,
she said she had another radio show. What was the other radio show she was going to go to?
I don't know. I didn't hear
that. She said Clubhouse, I think.
No, she was going to Clubhouse after this.
Oh, what's her name, though, lady? Anybody can tell me?
Tyler, S-U-L-T-A-N-A.
She
got videos like a motherfucker, too.
Oh, what's her name? Queen Queen what?
Sultana. S-U-L-T-A-N-A.
Okay.
Oh, she got videos like a motherfucker, too.
What's up?
What's going down?
What's up with you,
shit, I guess I could play some music now. Shit.
Yeah, play some of that.
I need some background shit.
Play some of that Bobby Womack.
Oh, look, check this out. Woo! You don't know nothing about that. Well, let's get it.
What up with you, man?
Oh, I ain't like
what's
up.
What's the dealio?
Damn, where is my phone at? Is it in my pocket?
Oh, shitty pocket, darling.
Oh, there she go. Hello?
Yeah, what up?
No, I don't know. Let me see. Hold on. Hold on. She said, did I put her on mute or something? I don't even see you there. I don't even see you in the thing. I'm trying to call back to the show again. Well, just call back. Call right back to the show. Oh, sir, she gonna call right back. Okay. Let's see what she has. She go to the bottom, or she gonna go to the top? There she goes. She back. Back in the building is the queen.
Good evening. You know, I was trying to talk, so I just hung up because I didn't know if y'all could hear me or not. What was going on?
You know, sometimes, you know, with this thing, sometimes it goes in and out, depending on, you know, it's the whole service. You know what I mean? Because we get a whole lot of...
Well, can you guys hear me now? Everybody can hear
me? Yeah, I hear you good.
Oh, okay, so for the gentleman who was asking who I was, my name is Queen Sultana, and you spell my name S as in Sam, U-L-T-A-N-A. You can find me on all digital platforms and on YouTube. I'm going over to Clubhouse, so you can follow me at Queen Sultana at Clubhouse. I'll be there at 8:05. So that's about 8 minutes from now. Okay.
I'm getting ready to show
follow
up.
Me at Queen Sultana. My room name is Queen Speak. But just follow Queen Sultana and you'll be able to see my room.
I'm going. I'm getting ready to come to your room because there's only been one person in my room.
Right. If you follow me on Facebook, at Sultana Kamara, then I put the link on my Facebook. So if you don't know how to get to Clubhouse, go to my Facebook, Sultana Kamara, SultanaKamara, and you can go to the link, and I'm going to be on at 8:05, like I said. I was trying to do it after this show, so we can all go.
I'm going to come and fuck with you.
Hold on, son.
Can you hear me better now?
Hey, do you have a dance floor mix? It says something like a dance floor mix.
What, you want a dance floor mix?
No, I'm trying to pull up. I'm trying to look for it on YouTube as we talk. I'm trying to find a new video. Welcome to Cali.
Yeah, welcome to Cali.
Welcome to Cali is the shit. We played this song. You wasn't listening.
No, I'm looking for the video, sir. Looking for the video. That's all I'm trying to do,
sir. Yeah, he wants to see the video.
Pigeon, go over there and blow goddamn Buddha out
of
the
door. Okay, let me ask you this question.
I just
said
the goddamn pigeon, nigga. It's too late.
Hey, you got a
He's trying to ask me a question. Say that again.
Oh, something like Outkast Return, the G remix. Is that you on?
Yep, I remixed. Yep, I remixed it. That's me.
Okay, I got you now.
Oh, remix.
Yeah, I remixed that song. You know, everybody loves that song,
man.
Now you got.
Come on,
I gotta subscribe to your page.
Man, you
thank
got you,
Bobby.
Got
you
an
EDM type beat, man.
Yeah, we about to go on.
Okay, I got
right
you
now.
Intentions, I got you. I
hey.
See it now.
Hey, what did I tell you earlier? I told you we about to make something happen. You see all these, because all these people they in Texas and Florida.
That's
yeah,
all right. I got family in Texas, and I got a timeshare in Florida. Well, we can make it happen.
But I'm just saying, now you got more fans. I told
yep.
you, we're going to make something happen real big.
Fan. We family.
Oh, yeah.
We family. I don't call nobody no fan. We family.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, now you got, you just replaced the motherfucking M with the M.
Right.
All you
well, everybody
do is
follow me on Clubhouse. I'm about to get off of here. I got about 9 minutes till I start my room. It'll be my first room. So if y'all
I'm gonna jump on Clubhouse
yep.
as soon as this is over.
Yep, Queen Sultana. If you follow me on Facebook under Sultana Kamara, you can. The link is to my Clubhouse is on my page. Thank you guys for listening to me. Make sure y'all follow feedthehoodtours.com so you guys can register and become a sponsor or be a part of our Fathers United Flag Football Tournament event. And I really appreciate y'all's support. Thank you.
And I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
Yay, yay. To West Radio, man. See, that's what it is, man. It's something that we all got, you know, different things going on. It's crazy that, you know, it was a Scotty D thing that, you know, I ran into her. She gonna come out here tomorrow, and she, I'm about to fuck her up with some shit. You know what I'm saying? And once again, I love that she doing, you know, a whole lot of stuff for the black men who ain't got no voice. Damn, I ain't never heard of a woman putting her neck out to help a black man. We the ones that's best for those who got kids. She trying to say, damn, give the dads a chance. She said that she didn't have a dad in the house. She never said how wild she got. You know what I'm saying? Some motherfucking men, some women, they didn't have a dad in the house. They got wild at some goddamn point. I guarantee you. Yeah. My goddamn girls, we grew up in my house. Oh, they'll be dead or something, because I snap their fucking neck. Out there fucking with these little peon boys and shit like that. It's a whole difference when you got mama and you got daddy in the house. But most of us just had mama. Some of us just had daddy. Shit is crazy. Don't be quiet. Say something.
Say something about what?
I mean, it's not, it's just about, mama, daddy in the house, mama, no daddy, daddy, no mama. And then sometimes none of them. You have to fuck around and build your own fucking core when it comes down to this shit. But some people don't know how to do it. But for the people who done, either way, It's something to teach somebody who might need to go through that shit. They might need to go through that. True West Radio, man. We got about 3 seconds. After hours, love y'all, bye. Now we have to have. And like I say, I ain't trying to go deep, but some people figure it out. Some people don't know how to figure it out. Some people deal with it. Some people can't deal with it. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I had other problems with my parents. I can't speak on that because I did have three parents at one point in time, but I always had two. So
it's the two that made you, and then it's the others that actually groomed you and made you build. Sometimes your parents, they just the people that birthed you. Other times it's a whole other parent that actually raised you. Grandma, grandpa, auntie, people on the street. That's where a whole lot of motherfuckers got a whole lot of things fucked up, because the street niggas is grooming them, because that's the only family that they fucking got, because nobody else give a fuck about them. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's true.
Yeah. Because now, you know, it's something that we could think about since we are older now. You know what I mean? The motherfuckers that I guarantee you, everybody on this motherfucker, we on after hours, but I guarantee you, everybody on here has somebody that they just follow and really did what the fuck they said or felt like they was the coolest motherfucker, and you want to be like them. Everybody got like that. Everybody got that in this whole world. There's always somebody say, damn, I want to be like that motherfucker right there. It's almost like rappers. When I be like, nigga, you got your favorite rapper. Nigga, it was somebody that rapped and you loved him and you made your rap career off of him. But then you...
Well, you know what, though? I can say at this point in my life, I'm old enough to say, it's nobody that I really want to be like, but it's a lot of people that inspire me, if that makes sense. Because
inspire
the way,
and be like
the way
is
you
the same
run.
Thing.
No, it ain't. Because if you run a record label and I'm running a corner store, that's the difference. You inspired me to run my own business, but it ain't the same business. That's the difference with that for me. But as far as, like, ain't nobody I want to do exactly what they did.
Well, you know what?
That's
be different.
That's what the problem is with my family.
It would be different if you was a rapper. If you was actually a rapper, I would call you a lying fly with shit in your eye. If you was a rapper, but you're not a rapper. You're on a whole different platform. You are doing something totally different than rappers do. You, as a rapper, you would have to have somebody that you kind of challenge, you kind of mimic a little bit until you come into your own. Every rapper got that. Every
That's
singer
true.
Got that.
Now people
see,
do lie,
but
that's true.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. You are not a artist. You are the motherfuckers that's out there trying to get the artist crack. You trying to get the artist out there, your husband, and everybody else that you fuck with. You trying to do that. You not an artist, so this don't apply to you. So I think I need an apology. Now I'm just fucking with you.
I'm going to be a mogul. I think.
And you will be that.
I think I'm going to just be one thing because, see, they say rich people got to do certain things, and I'm going to have to do all of them by my damn self, so.
Nah, you good.
Make enough money to sell parts of it to other people.
You got
hire people that.
I know what you're gonna be. You're gonna be a hell of a journalist. Of course you're gonna be a part of True West. I don't give a damn what that goes. But your knowledge of just entertainment, that's more journalism type of thing. You are going to be tight with that. You are the person that, you like the motherfucking, like a promoter motherfucker, but ain't a promoter.
And you know what? I appreciate that, but that's wild though that, like, I'm not even really into all of that anymore. Like, people really cut me off from all of that shit because you do so much to make people, you know, make them big and make them this and whatever. In my mind, the pandemic, that you like, what I'm going to do for me, like, what's my name going to be known for?
You are a hell of a motherfucker, Sweetie. And, you know, that's why I would love for you and Julia and all of y'all to gel together because that's what I think that's what I need, but it's what I want. I love the women gel pack because me and all these old nappy-head ass niggas, we always going to it all day. I don't give a damn. Here come confetti with the Get him, Red. Y'all trying to get me? What y'all trying to get me?
Yeah, baby. Am I in?
Get the fuck out of here.
Did you let me in?
Well, he's not here tonight, dude.
Hey, let me in.
Your goddamn comical extravaganza.
Let me, you let me in?
Yeah.
Like, wow.
I could take you out real quick. You want me to turn you
no,
up?
No, man, I'm just saying, man, I was trying. Man, I've been trying to get in since the lady was in there.
Nigga, I let your ass in like 3 hours ago. What the fuck? Oh, there goes your homeboy
man.
Right there. Now
wow.
Here goes your homeboy.
Wow. You didn't want to let us in. I've been in these troll trenches waiting for you since the last time. You know, you didn't let me in the other night. I was listening. I say this. I say he picking on us. He picking.
No,
on. He trying to get. You know, we don't want.
Because he was talking too goddamn much.
Yo, so you gonna skip a day? You gonna
in
skip a couple days?
Now, your homeboy is. That's a Red Valley. Go ahead.
Yeah, we don't need troll trench. We don't need troll chili trying to straighten you juggles out. Y'all don't want to let us in, but we're gonna be nice tonight. Get him, Red.
I'm calling bullshit.
Get him, Red Riley.
Yeah, Scratch. I don't know, man. It seems like you treat the men real bad, and you talk real nice to the women. I don't understand, man. You be talking about they go your homeboy, and then you talk bad down on us and
you joke
on us. Yeah.
Well, how come?
You see? He ain't even trying to be nice. He just mean to us.
That means, you know, he over there trying to talk nice and fucking head and sweet pea.
Wait a minute.
How come
Ali is up in here?
I mean, you know, I'm like,
Why is DJ Hev Love in here? You know,
man, all I know,
Adam,
all I know, you know.
Why was JoJo Loco in here? Nigga, so it ain't about the women. It's about Joe. Nigga, I let y'all in every time. Y'all just got to. And then the first thing y'all do, if everything ain't working y'all way, y'all make me want to throw up. So I just get off.
That's you trying to make it seem like we's a problem. Really? Oh, man. I can't believe it.
Wait a minute. How come Confetti be like, get him. Get him. Get him, Rev. Get him.
Hey,
hey man,
something.
You know,
it's funny. It sounds funny. He just joking. It's funny to motherfucker to me.
I just don't, when I come in.
I'm about to go out eat. What you get ready to drink with it?
Hey, you know what? I just know when I step on the stage, the first person I got to elbow is Buckethead over there and let her know because she be sleeping. You know what I'm saying? Because I know you're going to defend her. Once I elbow her, you're going to jump bad. You know what I'm saying? Then I got to tell Rev Ali to get you.
Y'all touch Buckethead. That's your ass.
You know what I'm saying? Look.
Don't tell him that. Don't tell him that.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah, we got to elbow Buckethead first. We know, hey, he coming then. We just got to wait for him, Rev Ali.
Man, that nigga can't even see. How the fuck you gonna hear anybody with any time?
Now you see that?
You
know, hey. I told you.
See, so now you tonight. Now you get there. You go.
Hey,
there
look,
you go.
We
can
be
sorry.
All the
energy.
Way outside.
I
that
can feel energy though.
Ask somebody across the road. We can be like, "Cuz, we outside."
Hey, but I can feel sound. I can hear sound. Sound travel the same direction.
Yep. You hear that sound when I hit you on the back of the head with a pot, nigga.
Goddamn.
Hey, you know about that pot, huh? You know, you just be hitting the head with that pot.
I smoke pot, and I hit your ass
No. You know when that pot come flying in the studio, it's time for you to pick your tail in the house. That's what that is. No,
man,
but that
see,
pot.
Wait a minute. Oh, so you didn't see how when you could see how many guns I got around my goddamn studio.
What you gotta do with that that down south Arkansas pot hit you in the house to be quiet and come in the house.
Stop trying to repump, nigga. Tell me something good, nigga. How we gonna make some money? Don't be sitting up here trying to ridicule me, nigga.
Hey, you know how we're going to make some money. We're going to elbow Junior. You're going to jump in. The audience is going
to
get entertained.
Nah, this
and Sweet Pete going
to
commentate. Hey, check it out.
Only
Sweet Pete going to commentate. And the audience going
to
go, crazy.
He's trying to get me kidnapped. That's all you trying
to do. And the audience going to go crazy because Rev Ali got you. He going to get you.
Calm down. Rev Ali can't come up here because y'all niggas trying to kidnap me because I ain't going for
it. Hey. We ain't trying to kidnap no 49er fan.
I
said,
hold on, man.
We just duct tape in the studio and don't let him get out to go get nothing to eat. All right, put a cup of urine by him. You're going to be hot in the summertime. Put a cup of urine by him. He don't drink nothing. He's just going to wither away.
No.
He said he's going to wither away.
you better reach over there with that jar of urine that's close by you and take a sip. Look at this. The kid like, what you going to do?
It wasn't funny. True West Radio. Before I even hear it, I gotta go on eat. Before I even hear what these niggas saying, love y'all. See y'all on Friday. Yay, yay.